Shine Runners. Welcome to the Shine Runner Show, quenching your marketing, distribution, sales, and experiential event thirst for more horsepower on the craft beer, cider, spirits, and wine industry. My name is Mark Colburn, and I'll be your crew chief. Today's episode, shifting your brand from 2D to 3D. Our program's goal, to give you some real-life marketing, distribution, experiential event, and sales experiences from a guy who's been in the craft beer, spirits, cider, and wine biz for 25 years. The objective of this program will be to help you better understand marketing's role, priority, and importance in the marketplace, and how it can help build your brand. Please send ShineRunner episode comments to shinerunner@comcast.net. Today's episode is brought to you by the book, Craft Beer Marketing and Distribution, Brace for Skumageddon, available via Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Contact me for a signed copy. Recap from episode number 23, which was 2020 Trends to Prepare For. As you may recall, we talked about how the wholesaler pool is getting more shallow by the minute. Be sure to get on your wholesaler's calendar for a regular trimester business review. Also, get your best team presenter in front of the distributor's sales force. Keep your brand top of mind. If your wholesaler is changing the way they run incentives, then look at changing yours. Also, consider hiring a third-party merchandising company. Be sure to train these people on how you want the brand to look and be presented at retail. Now, to maintain or increase your weekly rate of sale in your chains, look to appoint a wet demo agency. Supermarket sampling and weekend event participation must be part of your marketing mix. Also, alert your wholesaler's chain salesman so that he or she pluses out extra product for your demos. There's nothing worse than an out of stock during a demo. Trust me, prospective customers outside of our industry are so busy that many just want brand decision simplicity. So give these consumers a reason to buy your product off the confusing and overwhelming shelf or bar. Quench their black box with a creative brand anecdote and a taste. This is how the battle will be won, one consumer at a time. So let's get into episode number 24, shifting your brand from 2D to 3D. As I ponder each podcast's topic selection, I try to empathize with you, the professional brewer, distiller, vintner, cider maker, or kombuchologist. What I've been thinking about recently is what it's going to take to succeed in what is the most competitive alcoholic beverage marketplace in our history. I hope that this podcast has shed some light on what marketing really is. The show's roots emanate from the term I repeat often, the KDA, or Key Differentiating Advantage. I cannot overemphasize the necessity to create, nurture, and exploit your KDA. With today's technological media bombardment, your KDA may be all that a consumer remembers about your brand and company. A clearly defined KDA is what separates your brand from the competitive pack. It's what convinces the prospective consumer to purchase your brand over the vast options before him or her. As stated, your KDA must be repeated continuously so that it becomes ingrained within your consumer's, what I call, evoked brand set. So let's shift into second gear and explore this unique marketing concept. As we've discussed, once you have a great liquid ready for the market, the next step is to secure distribution. Let's assume that you have successfully launched your brand, secured some professional distribution or self-distribute, and are entering the growth stage of your product lifecycle. Recall this term from one of our earlier shows. You, your colleagues, and close friends are amazed at how the brand has been received and has literally taken off. You appoint several salespeople and a director to manage the reps and to call on the larger key accounts. Life is good. Who needs marketing? But then you notice a distillery opening up just down the street from you. That won't affect me, you think. Those drinkers want the hard stuff. You also notice that sales in your tap room are declining. No more triple or even double-digit increases. Why is that, you ponder? Maybe it's just seasonality. Shortly thereafter, you hear about a cidery and kombuchery opening up in your local neighborhood. You also keep hearing about these hard seltzers, which are coming out on draft. What was it that Mark said about the battle for share of stomach? Maybe I need to listen to that one again. What's happening is competition, and in a significant quantity. These other beverage producers are gunning for your on- and off-premise real estate. So what can you do? The answer lies in taking your brand from 2D to 3D. Now here's the rationale for my concept. When you created your company, you wrote a business plan that contained all your ideas. There on that two-dimensional sheet of paper or spreadsheet was your Stark infant brand. You named it, proudly described the brewing or distilling process, and listed the ingredients and other relevant facts. These points then were placed on your website, in your menus, and on your social media platforms. In today's market, that is not enough. 3D-ing a brand is much the same as exploiting its key differentiating advantage. However, to 3D a brand, you'll shift this concept into overdrive. The premise behind my concept is to bring the brand to life, exploit and magnify the brand positioning, dig into the DNA, the roots of the brand, and supercharge these. To begin, you'll need to articulate your marketing story, then clearly define the brand positioning so that you can identify the tangible meat to hang on the brand skeleton. How do you do this? Well, ask yourself some tough questions. First of all, what is your marketing story? What is your brand positioning? If you don't have one, create one. What is your brand's personality? If it was a person, who would it be? Male, female, age, attitude, favorite color? If a thing, what would it be? Now list your KDA. What do you want your consumers to store in their black box when they think of your brand? How do you want consumers to react to their first taste of your liquid? Perhaps to notice the brand name, then describe it as one of the best beverages they've ever tried? This will require sampling. Share your creation. What do you want consumers to do after sampling your brand? To take another taste, then share their discovery via social media, and store this experience within their black box so that they can easily recall your brand when shopping at their favorite on- or off-premise accounts. Let's look at something we're all familiar with. What do you think of when you see the Michelin Man, the Geico Lizard, or Colonel Sanders? These are spokes characters, which won't apply to your brand, but are worth studying. What words come to mind when you focus on these brand icons built over decades of 3D brand equity investment? You'll be able to think of a few. Now back to your brand profile. Complete it with as much detail as possible. Write it all down, then put it away for a day or two, then come back to fine-tune it. As you visualize your brand in 3D, you'll see creative marketing options. My goal is for you to tangibilize the passion within your liquid. Your goal is to lift that 2D description off the page, bringing the brand to life. Energize the brand's neck bolts with 10,000 watts of creativity. Wake it up! It's alive! Let's test drive a fabricated craft brewery, GT500 Brewing. So here we go. The marketing story. Well, GT500 Brewing was started by Holly Cam, whose passion and expertise for the craft beer industry was equal to her love of high-horsepower Shelby Mustangs. The automotive positioning? The brand portfolio was tailored after Shelby Mustangs and high-performance automotive. The personality of the brand, or identity, it is driven, high-octane powered, fast, no-nonsense, superior quality, outstanding performance, rugged, tenacious, unique, and creative. If the brand was a person or a thing, it would be a high-horsepower Shelby GT500. The sex? Male. Age? 25 to 39. What about attitude? It would be Steve McQueen cool. Some brand names? Haze Tire IPA. Brake Fluid Stout. Double Clutch IPA. Heel and Toe Sour. And the KDA, what makes your brand different from any other out there? Well, GT500 Brewing is the only craft beer brewed with crystal blue Lake Tahoe mountain spring water. The marketing mix. GT500 Brewing has many options that support its KDA and high-performance brand positioning while clearly differentiating itself from the competitive pack. As you build this position, this KDA, go to 3D, you begin to see options. Here are a few for GT500. The tap room. The tap room was designed and looks like a great place for a pit stop featuring 1940s style fuel pump beer dispensers for a unique wow appeal and social media sharing. A vintage original 1960s era Shelby GT500 is on site for realism, selfie photo taking. Can also be used for craft beer and wine festival booth prop and traffic generation. Can be used at retailer grand openings, wholesaler sales plan ride incentives, and sales meeting differentiators. At car shows, concert remotes, and mobile brand billboard within sales territory, further extending the brand awareness. The car also osmotically leaches brand coolness into the entire company and product portfolio while securing a permanent parking spot within the target audience's brand memory. The package, the label art depicts powerful Shelby Mustangs and the high-performance liquid inside. The beer brand names, as we talked about, support the brand positioning. They also use the taproom parking lot for car club meetings and car shows. Now, the positioning directly appeals to a substantial and quantifiable target market classified as gearheads. I think you can see how we're creatively lifting this brand off the spreadsheet and putting meat on its brand skeleton. The points just raised are all valid reasons for potential consumers to be attracted to the brand, while increasing the likelihood of brand loyalty, discovery, and social media influencer sharing. A final key point to remember is that all marketing efforts are investments placed into the brand equity bucket. Is your bucket empty? If so, start filling it up with high-octane creativity. This includes experiential special events that many of you will say you don't have the time for. I'll tell you frankly, if you don't, you most likely will get run over by your competition. So start investing and fleshing out your brand's personality so that consumers can see and join in your passion. Give them that reason to want and like your brand over all the others. So a recap of episode number 24. We went long in this episode, so in a quick recap, I want you to understand my 3D brand concept, which basically urges you to creatively extract and tangibilize all the unique character, passion, and DNA you have about your company and brand. Take this intellectual clay and mold it into a key differentiating roadmap that can be exploited repeatedly to your brand equity advantage. Invest in marketing now or suffer the consequences of extreme competition. Thank you for listening. Please check out my website at shinerunnercraftmarketing.com. Contact me if you're in need of marketing, sales, experiential event, or distribution consultation or executive management at shinerunner@comcast.net. Also check out my book, Craft Beer Marketing and Distribution, Brace for Skumageddon. And join us next time on the Brewing Network's Shinerunner Show for episode number 25, our final show, recap and sagely words of wisdom.